These are references for Roger Coe's paper on an organic order from file organic.ref 1. A summary of the Baha'i Faith. The revelation proclaimed by Baha'u'llah, his followers believe, is divine in origin, all-embracing in scope, broad in its outlook, scientific in its method, humanitarian in its principles, and dynamic in the influence it exerts on the hearts and minds of men. The mission of the founder of their faith, they conceive it to be to proclaim that religious truth is not absolute but relative, that divine revelation is continuous and progressive, that the founders of all past religions, though different in the non-essential aspects of their teachings, abide in the same tabernacle, soar in the same heaven, are seated upon the same throne, utter the same speech, and proclaim the same faith. His cause, they have already demonstrated, stands identified with and revolves around the principle of the organic unity of mankind as representing the consummation of the whole progress of human evolution. This final stage in this stupendous evolution, they assert, is not only necessary but inevitable, that it is gradually approaching, and that nothing short of the celestial potency with which a divinely ordained message can claim to be endowed can succeed in establishing it. The Baha'i Faith recognizes the unity of God and of His prophets, upholds the principle of an unfettered search after truth, condemns all forms of superstition and prejudice, teaches that the fundamental purpose of religion is to promote concord and harmony, that it must go hand in hand with science, and that it constitutes the sole and ultimate basis of a peaceful and ordered and progressive society. It inculcates the principle of equal opportunity, rights, and privileges for both sexes, advocates compulsory education, abolishes extremes of poverty and wealth, exalts work performed in the spirit of service to the rank of worship, recommends the adoption of an auxiliary international language, and provides the necessary agencies for the establishment and safeguarding of a permanent and universal peace. Shoghi Effendi, World Order of Baha'u'llah, page Roman numeral 11, or Selected Writings of Shoghi Effendi, pages 1 and 2. Reference 2. Upon the degree to which the members of these assemblies grasp the true significance of the divine institution on which they serve, arise selflessly to fulfill their prescribed and sacred duties, and persevere in their endeavors, depends to a large extent the healthy growth of the worldwide community of the Most Great Name, the force of its outward thrust, and the strength of its supporting roots. Universal House of Justice, from Guidelines for Local Spiritual Assemblies, page 11. 3. In the human body, every cell, every organ, every nerve has its part to play. When all do so, the body is healthy, vigorous, radiant, ready for every call made upon it. No cell, however humble, lives apart from the body, whether in serving it or receiving from it. This is supremely true of the body of the Baha'i world community, for this body is already an organism, united in its aspirations, unified in its methods, seeking assistance and confirmation from the same source, and illumined with the conscious knowledge of its unity. The Baha'i world community, growing like a healthy new body, develops new cells, new organs, new functions and powers as it presses on to its maturity, when every soul, living for the cause of God, will receive from that cause health, assurance, and the overflowing bounties of Baha'u'llah, which are diffused through His divinely ordained order. The Universal House of Justice, Wellspring of Guidance, pages 37 and 8. Reference 4. Ali, the son-in-law of Muhammad, said, "That which is in conformity with science is also in conformity with religion." End quote. Whatever the intelligence of man cannot understand, religion ought not to accept. Religion and science walk hand in hand, and any religion contrary to science is not truth. Abdu'l-Bahá, Paris Talks, page 131. Reference 5. There is no contradiction between true religion and science. When a religion is opposed to science, it becomes mere superstition. That which is contrary to knowledge is ignorance. How can a man believe to be a fact that which science has proved to be impossible? If he believes in spite of his reason, it is rather ignorant superstition than faith. The true principles of all religions are in conformity with the teachings of science. The unity of God is logical, and this idea is not antagonistic to the conclusions arrived at by scientific study. Now, all questions of morality contained in the spiritual, immutable law of every religion are logically right. If religion were contrary to logical reason, then it would cease to be a religion and be merely a tradition. Religion and science are the two wings upon which man's intelligence can soar into the heights with which the human soul can progress. It is not possible to fly with one wing alone. Should a man try to fly with the wing of religion alone, he would quickly fall into the quagmire of superstition, whilst on the other hand, with the wing of science alone, he would also make no progress, but fall into the despairing slough of materialism. Science has drifted apart from religion, and religion has become a mere blind and more or less apathetic following of the precepts of certain religious teachers, who insist on their own favorite dogmas being accepted even when they are contrary to science. This is foolishness, for it is quite evident that science is the light, and being so, religion, truly so called, does not oppose knowledge. Consider what it is that singles man out from among created beings, and makes of him a creature apart. Is it not his reasoning power, his intelligence? Shall he not make use of these in his study of religion? I say unto you, weigh carefully in the balance of reason and science everything that is presented to you as religion. If it passes this test, then accept it, for it is truth. If, however, it does not so conform, then reject it, for it is ignorance. God made religion and science to be the measure, as it were, of our understanding. Take heed that you neglect not such a wonderful power. Weigh all things in this balance. To him who has the power of comprehension, religion is like an open book. But how can it be possible for a man devoid of reason and intellectuality to understand the divine realities of God? Abdu'l-Bahá, Paris Talks, pages 141 through 146. Reference 6. The administrative order is fundamentally different from anything that any prophet has previously established, inasmuch as Baha'u'lláh has himself revealed its principles, established its institutions, appointed the person to interpret his word, and conferred the necessary authority on the body designed to supplement and apply his legislative ordinances. Therein lies the secret of its strength, its fundamental distinction, and the guarantee against disintegration and schism. The Baha'i administrative order, as it expands and consolidates itself, will come to be regarded not only as the nucleus, but as the very pattern of the new world order, destined to embrace in the fullness of time the whole of mankind. It is the sole framework of the Baha'i Commonwealth of the future, which will be at once the instrument and the guardian of the most great peace announced by its author. Should we build up the administrative order to a point of absolute perfection, but at the same time allow it to be hampered or disconnected from the channels within, through which channels the Holy Spirit of the cause pours forth, we would have nothing more than a perfect and also shine through consultative action and obedience thereto. A disordered and disorganized activity would be witnessed, which would but dimly reflect the divine purpose for this age, which is no less than the establishment of the reign of divine love, justice, and wisdom in the world under and in conformity to the divine law. In the body of man, which is the true divine example or parallel, the spirit, when in ideal control of all the lesser parts of the organism, finds the utmost harmony throughout the whole body. Each part is in perfect reciprocity with the other parts. The commands and impulses of the spirit are obeyed by the body, and the body, in turn, in its actions and functions, identifies and determines the expression the spiritual impulses shall take. This is divine unity, and this law, being universal and found in every created object in the universe, has full application to the universal Baha'i organism made up of believers everywhere, which has been established by the manifestation of God. Shoghi Effendi, Principles of Baha'i Administration, pages 1 and 2. Reference 7. Know thou verily, insight, or mental perception, seeth that which sight, or physical perception, seeth not, and apprehendeth that which the body perceiveth not, inasmuch as the sight seeth the mirage as water, the images pictured in the mirror as a reality and genuine, and it seeth the earth as stationary, the great stars as small. But the insight correcteth the mistake of the sight, and apprehendeth the reality, and seeth that the mirage is not water, that the images pictured in mirrors are not else save mere reflections, that the earth is moving, and the distant stars are great. Consequently, the truth of insight, its effectiveness and power, is proven, as well as the weakness of sight, its inefficiency and defects. Abdu'l-Bahá, Tablets Volume 3, pages 607 and 8. Baha'i References on Education Teacher Handbook, Volume 1, pages 97 and 8. Reference 8. If thou wishest the divine knowledge and recognition, purify thy heart from all beside God. Be wholly attracted to the ideal beloved one. Search for and choose him, and apply thyself to rational and authoritative arguments, for arguments are a guide to the path, and by this the heart will be turned unto the Son of Truth. Abdu'l-Bahá, Tablets, Volume 1, page 168, Teacher Handbook, Volume 1, page 99. Reference 9. Say, O leaders of religion, weigh not the Book of God with such standards and sciences as are current amongst you, for the Book itself is the unerring balance established amongst men. In this most perfect balance, whatsoever the people and kindreds of the earth possess must be weighed, while the measure of its weight should be tested according to its own standard, did ye but know it. Baha'u'llah, Gleanings, page 198. Reference 10. It's the Word of God. Meaning can never be exhausted. Whoso, while reading the sacred scriptures, is tempted to choose therefrom whatever may suit him, with which to challenge the authority of the representative of God among men, is indeed as one dead. Baha'u'llah, Gleanings, page 175 and 6. Reference 11. Set before thine eyes God's unerring balance, and as one standing in his presence, weigh in that balance thine actions every day, every moment of thy life. Baha'u'llah, Gleanings, page 236. Reference 12. O sun-like mirrors, look ye upon the Sun of Truth. Ye verily depend upon it, were ye to perceive it. Ye are all as fishes moving in the waters of the sea, veiling yourselves therefrom, and yet asking what it is on which ye depend. I complain unto thee, O mirror of my generosity, against all the other mirrors. All look upon me through their own colors. The Bab, quoted in Epistle to the Son of the Wolf, page 160. Reference 13. Verily, this is that most great beauty foretold in the books of the messengers, through whom truth shall be distinguished from error, and the wisdom of every command shall be tested. Baha'u'llah, Baha'i Prayers, page 210 from the Tablet of Ahmed. Reference 14. The National Spiritual Assembly of the Baha'is of the United States has stated in the Baha'i World, Volume 10, page 278, that, quote, as a general policy subject to the Guardian's specific direction in special cases, Baha'is and their administrative institutions should not feel obligated to adopt a, quote, Baha'i, end quote, attitude or course of action on matters of civil legislation. Our teachings and basic principles speak for themselves. These we can always declare and set forth with all possible energy whenever occasions arise. But a truth which is sundered from its sustaining spiritual source, lifted out of its organic relationship to the Baha'i community, broken off from the other truths and made subject to the storm and stress of secular controversy, is no longer a truth with which we can usefully have concern. It has become an enactment to be carried out by institutions and groups committed to other enactments, other aims and purposes and methods not in conformity with the divine polity, entrusted to those alone who give full loyalty to Baha'u'llah. Far better for us to strive to mirror forth radiantly the individual and community virtues of a new era than to hope others than believers will achieve the holy mission of the faith. We Baha'is have in reality accepted a world order and not merely a new decalogue of truths or commands. The Baha'i World, Volume 14, page 537. Reference 15. I testify that no sooner had the first word proceeded through the potency of thy will and purpose out of his mouth, and the first call gone forth from his lips, than the whole creation was revolutionized, and all that are in the heavens and all that are on earth were stirred to the depths. Through that word the realities of all things were shaken, were divided, separated, scattered, combined and reunited, disclosing in both the contingent world and the heavenly kingdom entities of a new creation, and revealing in the unseen realms the signs and tokens of thy unity and oneness. Through that call thou didst announce unto all thy servants the advent of thy most great revelation and the appearance of thy most perfect cause. Baha'u'llah, Prayers and Meditations, pages 295 and 6. Reverend 16. How great the multitude of truths which the garment of words can never contain. How vast the number of such verities as no expression can adequately describe, whose significance can never be unfolded,
and to which not even the remotest allusions can be made, how manifold are the truths that must remain unuttered until the appointed time is come, even as it hath been said, not everything that a man knoweth can be disclosed, nor can everything that he can disclose be regarded as timely, nor can every timely utterance be considered as suited to the capacity of those who hear it. Baha'u'llah, Gleanings from the Writings of Baha'u'llah, page 176. This is beginning from the document organic2.ref. Reference 1. The world's equilibrium hath been upset through the vibrating influence of this most great, this new world order. Mankind's ordered life hath been revolutionized through the agency of this unique, this wondrous system, the like of which mortal eyes have never witnessed. Immerse yourselves in the ocean of my words, that ye may unravel its secrets and discover all the pearls of wisdom that lie hid in its depths. Take heed that ye do not vacillate in your determination to embrace the truth of this cause, a cause through which the potentialities of the might of God have been revealed and his sovereignty established. Say, this is the infallible balance which the hand of God is holding, in which all who are in the heavens and all who are on the earth are weighed and their fate determined. Baha'u'llah, Gleanings, pages 136 and 7. Reference 2. Viewed in the light of their second station, the station of distinction, differentiation, temporal limitations, characteristics, and standards, they manifest absolute servitude, utter destitution, and complete self-effacement, even as he saith, I am the servant of God, I am but a man like you. Baha'u'llah, the Kitab-i-Iqan, page 178. Reference 3. For though they are the same, yet one doth recognize in each a separate designation, a specific attribute, a particular character. Conceive accordingly the distinction, variation, and unity, characteristic of the various manifestations of holiness, that thou mayest comprehend the allusions made by the Creator of all names and attributes to the mysteries of distinction and unity, and discover the answer to thy question as to why that everlasting beauty should have, at sundry times, called himself by different names and titles. Baha'u'llah, the Kitab-i-Iqan, pages 21 and 2. Reference 4. It is clear and evident that any apparent variation in the intensity of their light is not inherent in the light itself, but should rather be attributed to the varying receptivity of an ever-changing world. Baha'u'llah, Gleanings, page 79. Reference 5. His purpose is to enable the pure in spirit and the detached in heart to ascend by virtue of their own innate powers unto the shores of the most great ocean, and thereby they who seek the beauty of the all-glorious may be distinguished and separated from the wayward and perverse. Thus hath it been ordained by the all-glorious and resplendent pen, that the manifestations of divine justice, the daysprings of heavenly grace, when they appeared amongst men, always been destitute of all earthly dominion and shorn of the means of worldly ascendancy, should be attributed to this same principle of separation and distinction which animateth the divine purpose. Were the eternal essence to manifest all that is latent within him, were he to shine in the plenitude of his glory, none would be found to question his power or repudiate his truth. Baha'u'llah, Gleanings, page 71. 6. Whatsoever in the contingent world can either be expressed or apprehended, can never transgress the limits which, by its inherent nature, have been imposed upon it. God alone transcendeth such limitations. Baha'u'llah, Gleanings, page 151. Believe ye then part of the book, and deny part? How could ye judge that which ye understand not? Baha'u'llah, Kitab-i-Iqan, page 169. 8. Soon will the present day order be rolled up, and a new one spread out in its stead. Verily thy Lord speaketh the truth, and is the knower of things unseen. Baha'u'llah, Gleanings, page 7. 9. By myself, the day is approaching when we will have rolled up the world and all that is therein, and spread out a new order in its stead. He verily is powerful over all things. Baha'u'llah, Gleanings, page 313. 10. It is not sufficient for a believer merely to accept and observe the teachings. He should, in addition, cultivate the sense of spirituality, which he can acquire chiefly by means of prayer. The Baha'i faith, like all other divine religions, is thus fundamentally mystic in character. Its chief goal is the development of the individual and society through the acquisition of spiritual virtues and powers. It is the soul of man which has first to be fed, and this spiritual nourishment prayer can best provide. Laws and institutions, as viewed by Baha'u'llah, can become really effective only when our inner spiritual life has been perfected and transformed. Otherwise, religion will degenerate into a mere organization and becomes a dead thing. Shoghi Effendi, Baha'i Youth, a compilation, page 10. 11. Whoso cleaveth to justice can, under no circumstances, transgress the limits of moderation. He discerneth the truth in all things, through the guidance of him who is the all-seeing. All other things are subject to this same principle of moderation. Baha'u'llah, Gleanings, pages 342 and 3. 12. The purpose of the one true God, exalted be his glory, in revealing himself unto men, is to lay bare those gems that lie hidden within the mind of their true and inmost selves, that the diverse communions of the earth and the manifold systems of religious belief should never be allowed to foster the feelings of animosity among men, is, in this day, of the essence of the faith of God and his religion. These principles and laws, these firmly established and mighty systems, have proceeded from one source, and are the rays of one light. That they differ one from another is to be attributed to the varying requirements of the ages in which they were promulgated. Baha'u'llah, Gleanings, page 287 and 8. 13. It should be noted, in this connection, that in the third vahed of this book, there occurs a passage which, alike in its explicit reference to the name of the Promised One, and in its anticipation of the order which, in a later age, was to be identified with his revelation, deserves to rank as one of the most significant statements recorded in any of the Bab's writings. Quote, "Well is it with him," is his prophetic announcement, "who fixeth his gaze upon the order of Baha'u'llah, and rendereth thanks unto his Lord, for he will assuredly be made manifest. God hath indeed irrevocably ordained it in the Bayan." End quote. It is with that self-same order that the founder of the promised revelation, 20 years later, incorporating that same term in his Kitab-i Aqdas, identified the system envisaged in that book, affirming that this most great order had deranged the world's equilibrium and revolutionized mankind's ordered life. It is the features of that self-same order which, at a later stage in the evolution of the faith, the center of Baha'u'llah's covenant and the appointed interpreter of his teachings delineated through the provisions of his will and testament. It is the structural basis of that self-same order which, in the formative age of that same faith, the stewards of that same covenant, the elected representatives of the worldwide Baha'i community, are now laboriously and unitedly establishing. It is the superstructure of that self-same order, attaining its full stature through the emergence of the Baha'i World Commonwealth, the Kingdom of God on Earth, which the golden age of that same dispensation must, in the fullness of time, ultimately witness. Shoghi Effendi, God Passes By, pages 25 and 6. 14. He was none other than the organizer of the entire planet. Shoghi Effendi, God Passes By, page 93. 15. It is the structure of his new world order, now stirring in the womb of the administrative institutions he himself has created, that will serve both as a pattern and a nucleus of that world commonwealth which is the sure, the inevitable destiny of the peoples and nations of the earth. Just as the organic evolution of mankind has been slow and gradual, and involving successively the unification of the family, the tribe, the city-state, and the nation, so has the light vouchsafed by the revelation of God at various stages in the evolution of religion, and reflected in the successive dispensations of the past, been slow and progressive. Indeed, the measure of divine revelation in every age has been adapted to and commensurate with the degree of social progress achieved in that age by a constantly evolving humanity. Shoghi Effendi, The Promised Day Has Come, pages 122 and 3. 16. Praise be to God that the spirit of the holy writings and tablets, which have been revealed in this wondrous dispensation concerning matters of major or minor importance, whether essential or otherwise, related to the sciences and the arts, to natural philosophy, literature, politics, or economics, have so permeated the world that since the inception of the world in the course of past dispensations and bygone ages, nothing like it has ever been seen or heard. Indeed, if an avowed follower of Baha'u'llah were to immerse himself in and fathom the depths of the ocean of these heavenly teachings, and with utmost care and attention deduce from each of them the subtle mysteries and consummate wisdom that lie enshrined therein, such a person's life, materially, intellectually, and spiritually, will be safe from toil and trouble, unaffected by setbacks and perils, or any sadness or despondency. Shoghi Effendi in ID, Importance of Deepening, page 20. Reference 17. There are certain pillars which have been established as the unshakable supports of the faith of God. The mightiest of these is learning and the use of the mind, the expansion of consciousness and insight into the realities of the universe and the hidden mysteries of Almighty God. Abdu'l-Bahá, ID, page 13. 18. For to be a believer means to accept the cause in its wholeness and not to adhere to some of its teachings. Shoghi Effendi, The Individual in Teaching, page 23. 19. The sight of the heart is illumined. It discerneth and discovereth the divine kingdom. It is everlasting and eternal. Praise God, therefore, that the sight of thy heart is illumined, and the hearing of thy mind responsive. Abdu'l-Bahá, Selections from the Writings of Abdu'l-Bahá, pages 37 and 8. Reference 20. The existence of the divine being hath been established on the basis of logical proofs, but the reality of the Godhead is beyond the grasp of the mind. When thou dost carefully consider this matter, thou wilt see a lower plane can never comprehend a higher. The higher plane, however, understandeth the lower. The animal, for instance, comprehendeth the mineral and vegetable. The human understandeth the planes of the animal, vegetable, and mineral. But the mineral cannot possibly understand the realms of man. And notwithstanding the fact that all these entities coexist in the phenomenal world, even so, no lower degree can ever comprehend a higher. Then how could it be possible for a contingent reality, that is, man, to understand the nature of that pre-existent essence, the divine being? We must, nevertheless, set forth reasoned or inspired proofs as to the existence of the divine being, that is, proofs commensurate with the understanding of man. It is obvious that all created things are connected to one another by a linkage complete and perfect, even, for example, as are the members of the human body. Note how all the members and component parts of the human body are connected one to another, and each one of these members hath its own special function. The mind force, whether we call it pre-existent or contingent, doth direct and coordinate all the members of the human body, seeing to it that each part or member duly performeth its own special function. Likewise, look into this endless universe. A universal power inevitably existeth, which encompasseth all, directing and regulating all the parts of this infinite creation. And were it not for this director, this coordinator, the universe would be flawed and deficient. It would be even as a madman, whereas ye can see that this endless creation carrieth out its functions in perfect order, every separate part of it performing its own task with complete reliability, nor is there any flaw to be found in all its workings. Thus it is clear that a universal power existeth, directing and regulating this infinite universe. Every rational mind can grasp this fact. Furthermore, although all created things grow and develop, yet they are subjected to influences from without. For instance, the sun giveth heat, the rain nourisheth, the wind bringeth life, so that man can develop and grow. Thus it is clear that the human body is under influences from the outside, and that outside these influences man cannot grow. And likewise, those outside influences are subjected to other influences in their turn. For example, the growth and development of a human being is dependent upon the existence of water, and water is dependent upon the existence of rain, and rain is dependent upon the existence of clouds, and clouds are dependent upon the existence of the sun, which causeth land and sea to produce vapor, the condensation of vapor forming the clouds. Thus each one of these entities exerteth its influence and is likewise influenced in its turn. Inescapably then, the process leadeth to one who influenceth all and yet is influenced by none, thus severing the chain. The inner reality of that being, however, is not known, although his effects are clear and evident. And further, all created beings are limited. For whatever entity is subject to circumstances and the play of events is contingent, not pre-existent. My hope is that thou wilt acquire a perceptive eye, a hearing ear, and that the veils will be removed from thy sight. Abdu'l-Bahá, Selections from the Writings of Abdu'l-Bahá, pages 46 through 51. The constellation of errors, the least deviation from them, is absolute error. Abdu'l-Bahá, SWAB, page 106. 22. Consider the phenomenon of composition and decomposition, of existence and non-existence. Every created thing in the contingent world is made up of many and varied atoms, and its existence is dependent on the composition of these. In other words, through the divine creative power, a conjunction of simple elements taketh place, so that from this composition a distinct organism is produced. Thus, when that unifying force, the penetrating influence of the Word of God, taketh effect, the difference of customs, manners, habits, ideas, opinions, and dispositions embellisheth the world of humanity. This diversity, this difference, is like the naturally created dissimilarity and variety of the limbs and organs of the human body, for each one contributeth to the beauty, efficiency, and perfection of the whole. When these different limbs and organs come under the influence of man's sovereign soul, and the soul's power pervadeth the limbs and members, veins, and arteries of the body, then difference reinforceth harmony, diversity strengtheneth love, and multiplicity is the greatest factor for coordination. Abdu'l-Bahá, SWAB, pages 289 through 91. 23. For great as have been the attainments and unforgettable the services of the pioneers of the heroic age of the cause in Persia, the contribution which their spiritual descendants, the American believers, the champion builders of the organic structure of the cause, are now making towards the fulfillment of the plan which must usher in the golden age of the cause, is no less meritorious in this strenuous period of its history. Shoghi Effendi, WOB, pages 52 and 3. 24. Nowhere but in the purity of its precepts, the sublimity of its standards, the integrity of its laws, the reasonableness of its claims, the comprehensiveness of its scope, the universality of its program, the flexibility of its institutions, the lives of its founders, the heroism of its martyrs, and the transforming power of its influence, should the unprejudiced observer seek to obtain the true criterion that can enable him to fathom its mysteries or to estimate its virtue. Shoghi Effendi, WOB, page 54. 25. The potent energies released through the ascension of this center of the covenant crystallized into this supreme, this infallible organ for the accomplishment of a divine purpose. Shoghi Effendi, WOB, page 89. 26. Upon our present-day efforts, and above all, upon the extent to which we strive to remodel our lives after the pattern of sublime heroism associated with those gone before us, must depend the efficacy of the instruments we now fashion. Instruments that must erect the structure of that blissful commonwealth which must signalize the golden age of our faith. Shoghi Effendi, World Order of Baha'u'llah, page 98. 27. The hand of omnipotence hath established his revelation upon an unassailable and enduring foundation. Storms of human strife are powerless to undermine its basis, nor will men's fanciful theories succeed in damaging its structure. Baha'u'llah, WOB, page 109. 28. This administrative order, as it expands and consolidates itself, will no doubt manifest the potentialities and reveal the full implications of this momentous document, the Will and Testament of Abdu'l-Bahá. It will, as its component parts, its organic institutions, begin to function with efficiency and vigor, assert its claim, and demonstrate its capacity to be regarded not only as the nucleus, but the very pattern of the New World Order, destined to embrace in the fullness of time the whole of humanity. Shoghi Effendi, World Order of Baha'u'llah, page 144. 29. The whole earth is now in a state of pregnancy. The day is approaching when it will have yielded its noblest fruits, when from the will when from it will have sprung forth the loftiest trees, the most enchanting blossoms, the most heavenly blessings. Immeasurably exalted is the breeze that wafteth from the garment of thy Lord, the glorified. For lo, it hath breathed its fragrance and made all things new. Baha'u'llah, World Order of Baha'u'llah, page 169. 30. In a world the structure of whose political and social institutions is impaired, whose vision is befogged, whose conscience is bewildered, whose religious systems have become anemic and lost their virtue, this healing agency, this leavening power, this cementing force, intensely alive and all-pervasive, has been taking shape, is crystallizing into institutions, is mobilizing its forces, and is preparing for the spiritual conquest and the complete redemption of mankind. Shoghi Effendi, WOB, page 195. 31. To incarnate itself in institutions designed to canalize its outspreading energies and stimulate its growth. Shoghi Effendi, God Passes By, 324. 32. Divine truth is relative, and that is why we are enjoined to constantly refer the seeker to the Word itself, and why any explanations we make to ease the journey of the soul of any individual must be based on the Word and the Word alone. Shoghi Effendi, The Individual in Teaching, page 39. From File Organic 3, Ref. 1. Leaders of religion, exponents of political theories, governors of human institutions who at present are witnessing with perplexity and dismay the bankruptcy of their ideas and the disintegration of their handiwork, would do well to turn their gaze to the revelation of Baha'u'llah and to meditate upon the world order which, lying enshrined in his teachings, is slowly and imperceptibly rising amid the welter and chaos of present-day civilization. They need have no doubt or anxiety regarding the nature, the origin, or validity of the institutions which the adherents of the faith are building up throughout the world, for these lie embedded in the teachings themselves, unadulterated and unobscured by unwarrantable inferences or unauthorized interpretations of his word. Shoghi Effendi, WOB, page 24. Reference 2. It would indeed be no exaggeration to say that the absence of those facilities which modern scientific progress has placed at the service of humanity in our time, made of the problem of welding the American states into a single federation, similar though they were in certain traditions, a task infinitely more complex than that which confronts a divided humanity in its efforts to achieve the unification of all mankind. Shoghi Effendi, WOB, page 45. The Baha'i should not always be the last to take up new and obviously excellent methods, but rather the first, as this agrees with the dynamic nature of the faith, which is not only progressive, but holds within itself the seeds of an entirely new culture and civilization. Letter on Shoghi Effendi's behalf, dated 5 May 1946, quoted in Design for Victory, page 13. Are we to be carried away by the flood of hollow and conflicting ideas, or are we to stand unsubdued and unblemished upon the everlasting rock of God's divine instructions? Shall we not equip ourselves with a clear and full understanding of their purpose and implications for the age we live in, and with an unconquerable resolve arise to utilize them intelligently and with scrupulous fidelity for the enlightenment and the promotion of the good of all mankind? Shoghi Effendi, Baha'i Administration, pages 61 and 2. 5. Consider the signs of the revelation of God in their relation one to another. Can the sun, which is but one of these signs, be regarded as equal in rank to darkness? The one true God beareth me witness. No man can believe it unless he be of those whose hearts are straitened and whose eyes have become deluded. Say, consider your own selves. Your nails and eyes are both parts of your bodies. Do ye regard them of equal rank and value? If ye say yea, say, then ye have indeed charged with imposture the Lord my God, the All-Glorious, inasmuch as ye pair the one and cherish the other as dearly as your own life. To transgress the limits of one's own rank and station is in no wise permissible. The integrity of every rank and station must needs be preserved. By this is meant that every created thing should be viewed in the light of the station it hath been ordained to occupy. It should be borne in mind, however, that when the light of my name, the All-Pervading, hath shed its radiance upon the universe, each and every created thing hath, according to a fixed decree, been endowed with a capacity to exercise a particular influence and been made to possess a distinct virtue. Consider, for instance, the revelation of the light of the name of God, the Educator. Behold how in all things the evidences of such a revelation are manifest, how the betterment of all things, of all beings, dependeth upon it. This education is of two kinds. The one is universal. Its influence pervadeth all things and sustaineth them. The other is confined to them that have come under the shadow of this name and sought the shelter of this most mighty revelation. Consider in like manner the revelation of the light of the name of God, the incomparable. Behold how this light hath enveloped the entire creation, how each and every thing manifesteth the sign of his unity, testifieth to the reality of him who is the eternal truth, proclaimeth his sovereignty, his oneness, and his power. Baha'u'llah, Gleanings, pages 188 through 190. 6. The remedy the world needeth in its present day afflictions can never be the same as that which a subsequent age may require. Be anxiously concerned with the needs of the age ye live in, and center your deliberations on its exigencies and requirements. Baha'u'llah, Gleanings, page 213. 7. The well-being of mankind, its peace and security, are unattainable unless and until its unity is firmly established. This unity can never be achieved so long as the counsels which the pen of the Most High hath revealed are suffered to pass unheeded. Baha'u'llah, Gleanings, page 286. 8. Baha'i law is an organic system of standards based on the laws established by Baha'u'llah as applied to a growing body of specific cases. This is not a static process, but rather it is a dynamic one which is constantly developing. As the understanding of the National Spiritual Assembly evolves as a result of this process, it must revise certain policies in accordance with its current knowledge. Letter from the NSA of the U.S., dated 2 December 1974. 9. The people of Baha, who are the inmates of the Ark of God, are, one and all, well aware of one another's state and condition, and are united in the bonds of intimacy and fellowship. Such a state, however, must depend upon their faith and their conduct. They that are of the same grade and station are fully aware of one another's capacity, character, accomplishments, and merits. They that are of a lower grade, however, are incapable of comprehending adequately the station or of estimating the merits of those that rank above them. Each shall receive his share from thy Lord. Baha'u'llah, Gleanings, page 170. Organic 4.ref 1. One who assumes to be the enforcer of the law shows an intellectual understanding of the cause, but that spiritual guidance in them is not yet established. The alphabet of things is for children, that they may in time use their reasoning powers. Following the Spirit is a guidance by and through the heart, the prompter of the Spirit. The Pharisees were extremely orthodox, holding strictly to the law. They were the cause of the condemnation and ultimate crucifixion of Jesus. Although the books and writings of Abu Fazl are used in many countries as textbooks, never did he even give a sign that he was an authority on any subject. Consequently, the gifts of God ever increased upon him, since he bore all honors in humility until he attained the shore of supreme nearness. The ones in real authority are known by their humility and self-sacrifice, and show no attitude of superiority over the friends. Some time ago, a tablet was written stating that none are appointed to any authority to do anything but to serve the cause as true servants of the friends, and for this no tablet is necessary. Such service, when true and unselfish, requires no announcement, no following, no written document. Let the servant be known by his deeds, by his life. To be approved of God alone should be one's aim.